Hi, good afternoon to you all. We'll be starting promptly at 3 p.m. We're just waiting for a few others to join the line. Just some notes on housekeeping before we begin. You'll be automatically unmuted upon entry. You can connect your audio via your PC, or alternatively, you can dial in via the phone numbers that I shared in the calendar invite. Should you have any questions during the session, you can either submit them to the chat page, which should be live. My colleague Laura can pick those up during the session, or you can feel free to email us at insight@londonsport.org. I'm just going to go back on mute and we'll start promptly in 2 minutes' time. Excellent. So let's begin. So my name is Dan. I'm the segmentation lead here at London Sport. And talk about all of our segmentation research. I'm a mixed methods researcher with approximately 15 years of experience. I'm also joined by my colleague, Laura, who's on the line also. If you have any questions today, feel free to contact us via insight@londonsport.org or alternatively via the chat facility. Today's webinar is going to last approximately 30 minutes, and this is part two of a two-part series where I'll be building on the segment profiles to highlight key opportunities for future engagement. So before we move on to talk about the segments and the key opportunities, I'd just like to highlight that the webinar recordings, the profiles and the slides, they're all available via the London Sport Insight portal together with our golden segment identifier questions. Just to mention, with regards to those questions, you should seek to reach out to our team. We can provide you with further guidance should you seek to apply this to further research to identify the segments and connect this with the research. But just a note on that, and just to highlight that these materials are available. Our vision for the segmentation broadly is for this to become a practical framework to make all of these resources useful for you for more effective targeting. And today we're going to be briefly reflecting on the starting point, the opportunities and the relevant ideas and possible activities that you might seek to target the segments with to effectively engage them and get them more active. We're going to be looking at media levels of engagement together with other aspects such as tone of voice for more effective communications moving forwards. So there are seven segments that cover the London-based adult population aged 16 plus. There are roughly similar levels of distribution for the segments, ranging from approximately 12% to 19% overall, with varying levels of capability, opportunity and motivation as per our COMBI model. And this is something that runs through the heart of our methodology. Coming up, you're going to see three slides per segment. So we'll be sharing a bit of context to talk again about who these segments are as people, how they feel about activity, seeking to sum up the emotional level of engagement, the mindset that exists with regards to their relationship with activity. We'll also be talking about the journey that they're on, the roadmap, so where we might seek to engage them as a starting point, the potential enablers, the role, the opportunity for technology and engagement that way, who they might be with, also where they might be in order to reach out effectively. And then also we have aspects that link to targeting and solutions. So what it might look like and feel like for segments when it comes to effective engagement and how we might go on to speak to them. So our first segment, our hourly available. So this is a group of over 55s. They're empty nesters. They don't have a sense of urgency when it becomes, they don't have a sense of urgency when they think about becoming more active. They're enjoying quality time, and for them, quality time exercise doesn't feature into this. They're perfectly happy as they are. They're comfortable with how they look and feel. Exercise is no longer priority. They simply feel like they have more important things going on in their lives. And unless a professional was telling them to change their habits, for example, a GP or another specialist, they're probably not going to take too much notice. It's going to take a lot to convince them. In terms of the starting point, they're not currently seeing the value of exercise, so getting in front of these individuals is going to be a key challenge. There are, of course, things that they could be doing, and also with other people, but it's not really going to work if you suggest those things to them directly. Of course, for them, the benefit of being active means that they can spend more time doing the things that they really love, that they really enjoy. So it's not necessarily about educating this group, but offering exercise as an enabler. So to break through, it's going to be about enlightening them gently, gently, and softly, softly. In order to achieve any sort of impact, breaking through to this group, it's going to be about enrichment, talking about how they might better look after themselves, a healthy heart, healthy mind, healthy body, thinking about the effective tone of communications, the potential insight that might sort of build and shape future communications. It might be along the lines of, you love all of these things, so take time to look after yourself and spend more time doing the things that you enjoy. So in this sense, we're seeking to piggyback off what they're currently doing, we're seeking to weave exercise into their lives to make it more relevant and to connect with their interests, whatever they might be. There's a potential role for shock tactics and highlighting the consequences of not being active amongst this group, because in all likelihood, unless something quite shocking happened to this group, they're unlikely to change their bad habits. Basically, might sort of project the positive side of communications, illustrating perhaps the opportunity to pick up the grandkids, to play with them for longer. Not necessarily going out boxing like a 20-year-old, but exercising to keep flexible and mobile to achieve better quality of life. And that's that for the elderly leaders. On to our anxious avoiders. So as we saw before, this is a very challenging group, very disengaged, but potentially a very strong opportunity for social return on investment when we consider all of those people that might potentially have otherwise suffered from heart disease, strokes, or all of those various illnesses, ailments, and conditions. It's not going to be too easy engaging this group. Like the elderly voters, there's lots of issues that, unlike the elderly voters, there are lots of issues that are going on for this group that we need to consider. So life is tough in terms of employment, in terms of how they think and feel about themselves. They've got so many different bad behaviours. It's quite complicated. These are very deeply ingrained. So they need help. They need somebody to take charge. They need somebody to show them how. So first of all, it's worth highlighting that they don't know where to go when it comes to seeking advice. They're more likely to go to mainstream forms of media. For instance, it could be the BBC news page or government websites, not specialist forms of advice, or indeed reaching out to friends, family, or colleagues, because we know that this group is quite socially isolated. It's one of the key features of this group. So they need a jump start, they need guidance, potentially some form of life coaching, so it's a more ongoing support, more intense support, and more personal support. Not just a kickstart, lead them to it, regular reassurance and guidance and positive reinforcement throughout that journey to getting more active. So examples here could include the GPs, potential link workers, potential role for social prescribing. You'll see in the images on the slide, couch to 1K. So thinking about those small steps that might be taken towards getting more active. And when it comes to targeting, it's all about taking a more holistic view, targeting communications, I should say. The support network aspect is also going to be very crucial. Consider the potential role, the opportunity for the caseworker, the support worker, and where these individuals might spend their time. The communication tone, it should be supportive. So these individuals, they might have job, or they might have a number of jobs, but they're in all likelihood not being paid enough to survive, likely to be receiving benefits. They're also likely to have incredibly unhealthy eating habits. If you were to sort of start them on the journey to getting more healthy, think more broadly, think about sort of how we can help these individuals become more healthy rather than offering them more exercise. Starting with food could be a good place to go. If it's possible for these individuals to see some weight fall off, it would set them on the right path, and there would be an immediately encouraged impact based on that effect and sort of how they see themselves. So on to our want if it can't. This is a group of individuals with a number of different health problems. So it could be problems with the hips, more broadly thinking about mobility, lack of capability, as we saw previously with the profiles. This audience, they're really frustrated. Otherwise, they'd love to be keeping more active. So it's also important to bear in mind that not all disabilities are overtly seen. Many of them are hidden. So this isn't necessarily about being wheelchair bound. It could be arthritis, the knee problems, chronic health issues, conditions such as fibromyalgia. Similarly, it could be about the lungs simply not giving them enough breath that they used to have. They can't do the conventional classes. They need more specialized classes or support, and perhaps they don't have those opportunities available. So the starting point is very much going to be about professional or specialized help. They're positive about the idea of exercise, despite being people that largely suffer with some form of ongoing condition. It's all about finding the exercise for them, the right exercise for them. Swimming, other forms of low impact sports and exercise pursuits are very good because they're easy on the joints. If you were to further consider swimming as an example, it's also quite important to consider the context of that person's experience. So we might think about the logistics, how they might go about gaining access to facilities. Ideally, you know, it's at a time when the swimming lanes are not too busy, because it could be essentially stressful for this individual to see other people lapping them. I think when we start to think from that perspective, it just highlights how challenging it can be to cater to this group. So then the wanted but can't, they're likely to be relying on their doctors to some extent for advice already, because of their ongoing conditions. But equally, they're likely to notice communications in local papers or from government websites. They're not as digitally savvy as some of the other groups, as we'll be mentioning shortly. So the personal touch is going to work best. Also, it's worth highlighting they prefer to do things on their own, likely because anything that they can do at home or incorporate into their daily life is going to be easiest for them. So targeting communications, the wants but can'ts need exercise suitable and appropriate for their condition and situation. So we're thinking low impact, specialized support, people like them, the order of the day. These are people with a bit more time in their hands. Many of them are retired. So it's about finding the things that are beneficial, fun, and easily accessible. You wouldn't expect these individuals to be going jogging around the park, but it's going to be getting them moving at home or in community centre, becoming more body and activity aware. Onto our young impressionables. So as we saw previously, this group are more likely to be students or indeed individuals more broadly that suddenly need to adult in this world. It's a very difficult age to be. There are high levels of mental health issues, at least sort of self-reported. And there's a lot of social pressure to look good, to be in the right place, to be seen doing the right thing, to be wearing the best thing, and documenting and sharing all of this information on social media. So in this respect, their mobile phones, so it's actually both a blessing and a curse. They can act as enablers in so many respects, but they can also be the source of a lot of anxiety as well. So when it comes onto the roadmap, considering where we start from, they like the idea of making an activity a social event. This gives them the ability to document and share their experiences. And that also serves to aid motivation. It helps them to be more personally accountable, and that they get a kick from sharing this experience. However, it's important to emphasize it does need to be with the right people. Ideally, it's a judgment-free zone. Gyms can be quite a daunting environment for this group, especially as they are so image conscious. And then another important aspect to consider is that they are very digital savvy. It does give us an opportunity to maximize this opportunity. So think about how I might inform them of the opportunities that are available, in particular those that might be low cost given the stage that they're at in terms of their careers or what they might be doing. Educate them how to exercise more effectively. So we might think about the potential role of the opportunity for YouTube, for Instagram, and also the potential role for technology and social media to motivate those efforts, or even to apply awards to gain kudos, or sort of just get some feedback mechanism going on their own efforts to keep them committed. When it comes to possible activities, fitness classes rank strongly, but also, as we can see, cycling, and this could potentially be a way to save money on travel. Home fitness is also a key opportunity too. People like Joe Wicks for this group are very likely to appeal. So on to targeting communications. So just want to highlight this point again about Instagram. There's a reality distortion that's going on amongst this group. We refer to Finstagram, so fake Instagram, this fake projection of self. The challenge with young impressionables is the reality of how long it takes to see impact. So it's really breaking through to them to help them to understand that they won't see immediate changes when it comes to exercising. Perhaps there are other aspects like diet need to be considered too. So it's reminding them at the time, having these regular nudges, messages to keep them motivated throughout their daily lives. When it comes to helping them overcome some of the challenges becoming adults, perhaps there's an opportunity to share meal tips, healthy eating tips, or even to talk about mental health more broadly. Finding their tribe is going to be key. To our time for integrators, our busy parents, the people that are juggling school runs, or they could be workers with international projects, they could be going out to their client drinks, they could be taking their families out for lunch. There's a variety of commitments that affect us all: best friend's birthday, all children, paying the bills, simply not enough hours of the day. These people do really see the benefit of being active. It's just that at times the thing holding them back. So as we saw previously, this group, they have a bit more money, but the money's being spent on the family. It's likely to be going towards childcare, holidays, mortgage, not so much to spend when all of those things have been paid for. The roadmap, the emotional language around exercise was all positive, as we saw previously. They'd love to be doing more exercise with other people, potentially using these opportunities as a time to catch up with friends whilst also looking after themselves, putting me time back on the agenda, or using the exercise as a time for self-well-being. Again, the smartphone, the opportunity here is going to be crucial. So it could be making it easier to book exercise classes or keeping arrangements for ongoing sport commitments. And they need to be flexible opportunities. They might need to have that opportunity to cancel last minute if the kids are ill, or if they're suddenly working late. Or it could be to optimize opportunities to find last minute availability. The role of notifications to aid that booking process to share opportunities with friends. In terms of the different activities that might appeal, they're very much open, but we need to consider the logistics of their participation. If there's a way to tie in these opportunities to enable them to exercise with their kids, so much better. It's definitely going to be appreciated by some. So team sports, they're going to be a good way to build that ongoing regularity, that ongoing commitment. So it could be a netball session for the ladies or the guys that are interested, with that opportunity to find back after somebody suddenly can't join, or a fitness class to go to with the girls and all that sort of catch up later for a smoothie and general chat. Then we've got targeting. So first, there's a potential message around self-care here. We see the social return on investment for this particular group as potential to impact upon the family unit. So think about also, you know, the kids, also the colleagues that will benefit from seeing these positive efforts. Secondly, we need to help them fit activity into their lives. So we're going to be thinking about access to initiatives in a number of areas that are going to be short, flexible, and very social. Consider the social groups that this group are engaging with. So NCT classes offer this opportunity for mothers to convene following the birth of their newborns. And then these women will spend a lot of time together with these classes. Potentially we might seek to engage that network and create fitness classes that focus on them, maybe using the baby buggy within the class. On to our inconsistently involved. So where are our other segments that tend to highlight common and specific attitudes and challenges and barriers? This group is very large. It's a very large cross-section of people. And as we saw previously, they could be in the peak or the trough of their efforts. So we previously had a group that were labeled the all or nothings. They evolved into the inconsistently involved off the back of our quantitative validation research with TTV. Starting a conversation with the segment in the right way is going to be absolutely crucial. Surprised to find they are inactive outwardly. They do need a bit of pushing. They'd probably be quite surprised overall if we told them that they are less active. We need to be educating them in terms of the right activity, the benefits of keeping things up to help maintain that ongoing commitment. As we saw previously, they are a bit more excuse-led, more likely to be trying out those excuses and looking out for the quick fix. They're also a tech-savvy group, like the time point integrators to help manage their busy lives, but they're not particularly proactive when it comes to seeking exercise opportunities. They love fads. They're probably involved in the latest trends when they think about other things that might be competing for their mind share. They do have some competitive qualities and values. It could be a potential way to inspire and reward the group. We think about tech engagement opportunities for being more active in doing this socially. So they do have this preference they do desire a quick fix. They seek to tackle everything at once. It's helping them to understand that there are baby steps that need to be taken, a little bit like with the young impressionables. So ultimately it's about building their positive behaviors, reaching perhaps some of their poor habits, and then they're nudging and poking these positive behaviors ongoing. We also need to talk about tribes similar to the young impressionables, given the high social values of this group. So facilitating the efforts of like-minded people, potentially thinking about team-based exercises and games where these people can end up motivating each other through pester power. This could really work for this group. And finally, we have our almost actives. Again, one of the most surprised, probably a bit pleased after hearing that we are classifying them as less active overall, likely inconsistently involved. So we need to be treading very carefully when it comes to communication, seeking to reach out to this group. They're very sociable, they're very busy. They're likely to be the trialists and early adopters when it comes to experimentation with fitness apps or indeed sort of tech engagement more broadly. It's going to be a balancing act, sort of fitting exercise into their lives, like many of these groups, and they are managing to fit this in. It's just that they're not doing enough intensive minutes to classify as active at present. So we don't want to suddenly make them think, well, in this case, I'm not doing enough, so there's no point. So that's really important to bear in mind. So it's about rewarding and reinforcing the positive behaviours and signposting what to do next. So once again, it's all about education on the right types of activity. The group are very sociable. We might consider how we might capitalise on these opportunities. The conversation needs to turn to how they can do things better. So for instance, it could be about substituting that 1 hour, 2 hour run for a 30 minute HIIT class. I should say jog. So they're also a tech-savvy group. So they're very open, they're very receptive to downloading the latest apps and trying new things, if it appeals to the sense that they have the right balance in life. When it comes to targeting, so it's all about building upon their existing motivations, their positivity, and giving them all of the information, the tools, resources they need to help them keep active. They're going to be very switched on and receptive to activity messaging. Likely receive a lot of messages already. It's again important to note. But like the time point integrators, we need to show them how to build that build their efforts up into potentially that one extra hit class, or change the 1 hour jog into a yoga strength training session. Communicating the power of free weights using their own body weight to exercise, etc. So that's the segments. They are the key opportunities. We've done a lot of more work in this area. We're very, very happy to share if you reach out to the team. But just in the meantime, just to summarize, some of these groups are going to be harder to influence than others, but they do offer huge potential when you consider the potential social return on investment. We do hope that you found this useful and inspiring. It's been a whistle-stop tour. Just before we go, I'd just like to share a little bit about our segmentation activation steering group. Also, some of our key resources and some of our in-house tools and bespoke Insight Consulting Hub offer. So just to mention, if you are interested to work together with London Sport, if you do have a particular project in mind where you see an opportunity to apply the segmentation resources, do get in touch with us. So you can contact insight@londonsport.org together with your relationship manager, if appropriate, to discuss opportunities. We've been doing a lot of work already, embedding the segments into the very fabric of London Sport as an organisation. So we've been helping them to become really familiar, encouraging colleagues to walk in the segment's shoes, and thinking much more deeply about less active people in general. We've also been doing a lot of work gathering intelligence on the programmes and the interventions that are capable of effectively engaging in segments. So this has included a series of workshops with our steering group to review best practices. And this has included input from the Sport England local delivery pilot boroughs, Hackney and Southall, very recently. Another key resource to mention is our in-house mapping tool. And this is very much to aid communications targeting. If you're a company that's interested in carrying out an audit in terms of like the programs that you currently use to engage less active people, if you have a particular campaign in mind, the mapping solution provides the ability to drill down by the different segments, also by various demographics. So we might consider further aspects such as age, gender, the household composition, ethnicity, and so much more within the different boroughs. If you do see an opportunity to apply the tool and to find your approach to future marketing, thinking about some of your key campaigns, do reach out. And then finally, just to mention, if you do see potential to apply the golden questions to a specific program or even your portfolio of interventions to tackle inactivity, do once again reach out. Some of you might wish to consider potential to work directly with the segments themselves to shape future interventions using structured co-creation and co-development. That's something that I have a lot of experience leading. Others amongst you might be keen to review your campaign materials for more effective targeting and for greater impact. We do have staff of expertise in all of these areas. We'll be very glad to discuss opportunities for further support. So that's it for me. I hope you found that useful. And once again, do reach out should you have any further questions about the research or if you see further opportunities to apply.